Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A California man who's working to help make mountain biking a high school sport is riding Ragbri and bringing a documentary movie about it, Single Track High, to the Knoxville Public Library. Let's go in depth with Matt Fritzinger with the National Interscholastic Cycling Association.
Well, Matt, you're riding Ragbri this year and you're coming to Knoxville.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to that. I did Ragbri 2 years ago, which ended up being a life-changing ride for myself.
Well, you're going to be going through much of Marion County, and you'll be going through Monroe to the north, through Knoxville. You'll be going to Pella as well and down into Bussey. But you're doing a special event about a documentary that you made at the Knoxville Public Library, right?
Correct, yep.
Could you tell us a little bit about the documentary?
Yeah, Single Track High is an hour-long film that follows six students through a season of high school mountain bike racing. It documents the spring 2012 racing season here in Northern California, where about 50 high school mountain bike teams are competing for honors, and you get to see the trials and triumphs of these six students as they work their way through the race season.
Well, you know, I don't think anyone in Iowa has high school mountain bike teams, do they?
Not currently. Northern California has the original high school mountain biking league, and that started in 2001 and grew quite quickly. And started generating interest around the country. And so in 2008, we started a national organization, and we now have leagues in eight states. And the closest high school mountain bike league to Iowa would be Minnesota, which started last year and has been also a fast-growing success. And Iowa is definitely a state where we see eventually a league starting, and there are some efforts actually ongoing in Iowa. There's a small committee of folks who have been working to bring together an effort.
Well, Iowa is a great bicycling state. We can't let those other states get ahead of us.
Yeah, I feel the same way. When I rode across Iowa in 2011, I couldn't help but see the potential for high school mountain biking all over, and people seem pretty interested in the concept.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Matt Fritzinger about the documentary movie, Single Track High.
Well, are you a documentary filmmaker that just caught on to this bicycle competitive mountain bike team kind of thing? Or are you a mountain bike guy or cyclist who turned to documentary filmmaking?
I actually didn't make the film. I'm the founder of the high school mountain biking movement. I was a school teacher. At Berkeley High School, and in 1998 I started a mountain bike club just kind of on a whim, and four kids joined the club, and next year there were eight, year after that there were even more, and we needed some competition, so we created a high school mountain biking series, and that's what became this whole high school mountain biking movement. And I directed the NorCal High School Mountain Bike League for 10 years, and then when the national interest came along, along with a huge amount of support from volunteers to all the coaches out there and some sponsors, we were able to put together a national effort, and that's what's become the National Interscholastic Cycling Association, otherwise known as NICA, and I was the director of NICA for three very exciting and fast-paced years of traveling around the country. I'm now in a special projects role, and helping NICA just put together a few more programs that I think are much needed for this fast-growing effort. And one of those projects is putting together a booster club to help fund grants and scholarships to make sure that kids can have access regardless of, you know, their economic background. And I'm happy to say we've already given away upwards of $20,000-$30,000 in grants and scholarships to help ensure that this sport is, like all high school sports, accessible to the, you know, a wide range of students.
I understand now that you're not the filmmaker, but it must have been a big effort then to somehow connect with a filmmaker.
The filmmaker, Jacob, interestingly, you know, he's a young filmmaker, already had some knowledge of our program. He, when he was in high school in Santa Barbara, he actually wrote to me as the director of the NorCal League. This would be probably around 2002, 2003, and wanted to know how he could get a mountain bike club going in Santa Barbara. And that was far away from us up in Northern California, so we just gave him some advice, and apparently he started a mountain bike club in Santa Barbara. And then, you know, time went on, and he was in college, and he met a lot of the alumni from the NorCal League, and moved to Northern California, where he went to school at UC Berkeley. And he got involved with making a film that basically, it's called With My Own Two Wheels. And he documented four or five individuals around the country basically improving their lives through the bicycle in these third world countries where, you know, life was not easy, but the bicycle helped them improve their lives. And I had seen that film. I met Jacob, and one day he came to us and said he wanted to make a film about our organization next. He felt that too many kids, when they get to high school, all of a sudden riding a bike isn't cool anymore. You got to get the car. And he realized that as much as he wants to change situations all over the country in these third world countries where just, you know, getting to the doctor, getting clean water, getting food can be a challenge. And that in a lot of these places are quickly developing and trying to be more and more like, you know, folks in the United States. I think he feels that how we live here is becoming kind of the model and the goal for people all over the world. And so if we can get kids riding bikes more here and trends and changing our culture little by little and getting kids to stay on bikes as we're finding they are through our program, that'll make an impact not only here but possibly around the world. And so that was a big interest of his, and so he decided he would like to document one of our seasons, and we helped him find some funding, and he put the film together. Did you get a chance to see the film?
I was able to, yes. It's a wonderful documentary. And is this the Iowa premiere?
I think there's been a Des Moines screening.
Okay, so this will be one of the first screenings,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Matt Fritzinger about the documentary movie Single Track High.
It's a compelling story. It's it's really neat, and you're right. I guess I'd never thought about it before, but the implications of us, well, it's sort of self-evident that the implications for our health and for the environment as well would be profound if a majority of us that, you know, they didn't have to commute long distances rode bike.
True, and You know, as a school teacher, what I found is that when kids find a sport and engage in a sport, it brings a focus to their life that lends itself to other areas of their life as well, especially their academics, whether it's other teachers or their parents reporting to us that, wow, you know, before my child found this sport, they weren't engaged in school, getting low grades, having some behavioral issues, and then they found a sport. And I think this goes for all sports. Once they find a sport, it can really bring focus to their life, give them the momentum to get through high school and beyond. And a lot of our alumni are coming back and saying the same thing, that getting on the bike and finding a love for something like that, and that's active and gets them out of the house and gets them away from whether it's video games or the kind of trouble that some kids are getting into, made a huge difference.
Now, you're going to be here in Knoxville on Wednesday. Do you recall what time you're...
Yeah, 2 o'clock, so I'm going to have to start my bike ride pretty early on Wednesday, but I'll be there. And we're showing the film at 2 o'clock at the Knoxville Public Library.
And are you going to give a little talk, too?
Yep, and we'll do Q&A after the film, and yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, who all should come?
You know, anyone, you know, who's interested in seeing what's going on, I think, in other places with the sport. I mean, the sport's developing quickly across the country in many ways, and I think this is just one of the ways. But, to see what's possible with a new sport, you have to realize that though cycling's been around for 100 years, it's only, you know, 10 years ago that it became a high school sport, and that the culture that surrounds many of our sports, like football and baseball and soccer in our high schools, you know, wearing your jerseys to school on Friday or on game day, painting up the school colors on your face or the cars, you know, and how a sport really just becomes a part of the school fabric. And to see that happening with cycling is I think for any cyclist or anyone interested in the sport, it's a big step for the sport. And I think it's also a unique sport. It's co-ed. Anyone can come. We have kids who are doing really well on a national and international level. And then we have kids that are just happy and feel so proud to finish an event, as they should. These events are hard. They're out on their bikes, self-sustained, on rough terrain, big climbs and big descents for upwards of 2 hours. It's an endurance event, so it's an arduous sport. It's exciting. The cinematography for the film is exceptional, and the action in the photo is fun to watch. And I think anyone interested in the sport of cycling and seeing where it's headed and who might want to get involved in the high school mountain biking movement should come out and see the film.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to see a bunch of teenagers come out that are interested in starting a team?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And you know, a lot of our high school mountain bike teams do start because of the initiative of high school kids. So high school kids, teachers, parents, anyone interested, come on out and we'll answer questions and can kind of point people in the right direction for whatever their interest may be.
Thanks to Matt Fritzinger for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.